No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Last month, you would have heard a couple of shows about human trafficking, especially here in the state of Alabama, as we focused on Human Trafficking Month, the month of January. To continue that, because human trafficking is year-round, it's 365 days a year that people are affected by human trafficking. To continue with that theme here in the month of February, I reached out to Blanket Fort Hope and Alexa James there at Blanket Fort Hope, located in Pelham, Alabama. I wanted to share about Blanket Fort Hope, and hopefully it's something that you can find purpose in, that you can find a way to make a difference through this special organization which advocates and educates to build Alabama's first crisis center devoted to child victims of human trafficking. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the show Alexa James. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Alexa.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited about being here.
Well, thank you for the great work that you're doing that focuses on kids where they can be secure, creative, and imaginative through Blanket Fort Hope.
Thank you. Well, we are honored that, you know, we hate that we have to be here to do this, but we're honored that we have the opportunity to offer a safe haven for these children in order for them to learn and grow and to be able to have a normal life as possible. And we believe that by catching them at earlier ages, that they really will have an opportunity at a full life.
Alexa, let's start with your role there at Blanket Fort Hope. What do you do there?
I am the CEO of Blanket Fort Hope and the co-founder of Blanket Fort Hope. We opened in 2015. So I do just about a little bit of everything. you can only imagine. My other co-founder, she was not able to stay with us. She had a birth of a baby in 2018. So we have just trudged along. We do a great job with education advocating and foster training. And now we're about to move into building the first crisis center. But my job just really encompasses a little bit of everything right now. I'm wearing a lot of hats. So I stay tired most of the time.
Well, to be co-founder and CEO of an organization like Blanket Fort Hope, to me, that means that you have a passion for what you're doing, a background that lends you to an interest in this field of human trafficking, because obviously there are a lot of people out there who are still very unaware when it comes to human trafficking.
They are. And that's one of the things that we, in the past 5 years, we have, through about 400 trainings, we've probably trained over 4,500 individual people and businesses on what does human trafficking look like, what are the signs, you know, what can you do, how you can be involved. And then we also have helped pass a couple of laws. One of them had to do with health care and training, and also with people getting their CDL license in the state of Alabama. They have to be trained in human trafficking. So we are very excited. Those laws were just passed in 2019. So we're very excited about those. 2018. So we're very excited that those are on the books, and we hope to work more into getting more laws on the book. There's a lot of work to be done there, but we have great people working on those things. And then we do something called a foster care initiative, which we created here at Blanket Fort Hope, that is approved by the state of Alabama, where we go in and train Lifeline and different foster agencies and foster families. Because many of these kids, if there's absolutely nowhere for them to go, they'll be put into the foster system. So we've partnered with churches and other foster communities to train these families, specifically therapeutic families, on what it looks like to have a child who's been trafficked. And it goes into all the behavioral trauma, the physical trauma, and then it moves into even down to things with de-escalation, just things that would work for you, but you need to know what to look for. Because most of the time, these children do not self-identify. So even when they go into a home, they may not even know if they've been trafficked or not.
Obviously, it's a very sensitive subject. What has been the reception of Blanket Fort Hope and the work that you're doing?
You know, it's a mix. I mean, people are thrilled that we're here. They know that we have a problem, but lots of times they just don't want to talk about it because it's too hard to talk about, and it is. But, you know, we've got to have the conversations about human trafficking with our children, because social media is just killing us. And, you know, turning the blind eye to this is only hurting our children, and our job as parents or guardians of these children is to protect them. And we have to know what's going on. You know, you don't know who your child is talking to on social media. Half the time, they don't know who they're talking to, if it's somebody they don't know. And there's a lot of problems across all social media platforms with trafficking, getting lured into traffic, groomed into traffic, because you don't know, again, who you're talking to. And I don't know a kid that's 12 years old that doesn't feel misunderstood. You know, that's just the age of not knowing and what these kids are up against. You know, what they see on TV, what they hear, what they read. It's too much for them. And so, you know, we have a lot of depression. We have a lot of suicide. But, you know, you got both parents working and kids are home by themselves. So they jump on social media looking for friends, somebody to love them. And you just, you know, these guys, they have algorithms that can look for just certain words, and then they jump on board and introduce themselves and groom a child for 5 or 6 months until that person feels like they're part of their family, or they think they fall in love with them, and they meet them and they're gone. I'll talk to people that are like, I knew what's happening, but is it really happening in our state? And I'm thinking of all the people and all the places that we train. I don't understand. So it's very important for shows like your show, Mark, to get the word out so that people will understand that we have a huge problem here. Huge. Not a little problem. We have a very, very big problem. And we can get into stats whenever you're ready. But it's just some believe, some don't want to hear it. It's just too much for them. And some just like, eh, it didn't really happen.
Some people are unaware. Some people don't want to be aware. Some people can handle more than others. And being a former law enforcement officer, there were certain things that I had to learn about the industry. Maybe other people wouldn't need to learn, but the very fact that we need to all be on the same page that human trafficking is an issue, and then find what level we're at and what level of understanding we need to be able to protect our families, to protect our young people, is a key component.
That's right. It is a key component, and we've got to get, you know, we want people to be educated, but, you know, we want to always leave them with a message of hope. This is not the message we want to give is the truth. And it is, to me, turning a blind eye is just as bad as committing the crime, because you know something's happening, but you're not doing anything about it. And the truth is that we're offering hope to these children. And so it should be exciting to people that, yes, we know what's going on. So what are we going to do about it? How can we help? What can we do? Can we donate? Can we volunteer? Can we hold an event? There's a million things. Can you write thank you notes? If it's hard for you to hear too much about it, there's things where we can disconnect you from the programs, and, you know, you can still have a heart to do whatever it is that you want to do. You don't necessarily have to be in the middle of the horror of all of it. There's just a lot of things, you know, you can go speak for us. There's a lot of things that people can do to help get the information out there that's not being in the middle of what's going on. I hope that makes sense.
It certainly does. And as you know, the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force has laid the groundwork for a lot of tools that are available for people across the state of Alabama. And of course, that's how I found out about Blanket Fort Hope when I was able to attend the conference there in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes. Yeah, we were. And we actually, I was actually part of starting the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force in 2013, I think, when it was. I'm pretty sure it was 2013, the Mandated Human Trafficking Task Force. I was on board with that planning committee. We didn't even have one until then because of the importance of getting this information out. And that group has grown from about 25 people, and I think maybe they had 400 or 500 this year attend. We're getting more and more information out there, and we're getting more people acknowledging that we're this is happening, and they're starting to join these programs and these meetings to learn more about it and to volunteer and to grow and to help get the word out.
More and more people will become involved because it does affect them directly. And it's unfortunate. We see the stories. We hear the stories of those who have been abducted or involved in human trafficking, and they're just down the road from us. And suddenly these vigils come about, these candlelight vigils, these movements, if you will, start to happen, and that does bring people on board, but it's very sad that people have to be affected directly before they get involved.
That's right. That is the way it happens a whole lot when it's kind of too late to prevent something from happening. And that is a great way to look at that, Mark, is that, you know, we're in prevention mode with education. And we want people to stay in prevention mode, because the more people we can train, the less problem we might have. And every time that I speak at a school, there's always at least one student that comes up to me that is in a trafficking situation. And those aren't just rural schools. Those are some of our mountain schools. Those are some of our more elite schools. Some of them are private. And then in the city we've got that we speak, I've just never been to a school where one child I have not had a bad scenario happen.
Wow.
So there's just so much freedom with social media. And, you know, giving a child an iPhone is like giving them a gun to point to their head, in my opinion, and blow their brains out, because you've given them a tool where you've opened up a whole new avenue to them, to porn, to all these social media, TikTok, and all these things where, I mean, we can go on and on and dig down into those, and we don't have time. But I tell parents to go research, just type in what apps are bad for human trafficking. And, you know, you'll get stuff that comes up, and it even tells you, you know, a lot of these, there's a lot of bullying on there. They had one on TikTok where someone hung themselves it was about a year ago, and they left it up for 3 days, TikTok did. And it had millions of hits. It was just awful. And, you know, all these apps, and people think they're safe, that they can't be tracked. They can always be tracked, and they aren't safe. They find ways around getting information from people. We've had case after case where children's addresses were found through some of these apps. You know, you've got these 10, 11-year-old kids playing on TikTok and Instagram, and they're just easy targets. You know, if people would understand, it's not by chance. Just like you and I have a job, this is a trafficker's job. They may have a crew that works 24/7, just like any other place, 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. And their job is all day and all night long is how can they find their next victim. They are so smart. They have all the tools. They know how to go work in churches because they can be closer to kids. They know how to go work in schools. They do that in order to get to our children. So the more information you know, the better. For instance, where you work or your school or your church, do they do background checks? Do they leave doors open? Do they have things in place where adults can't be left with children? Those are things that people need to know. They need to be trained on that.
We need to make sure that those children are protected while they're there. And as parents, be responsible enough to say, do you have this in place? What do you do to verify? And not be embarrassed or feel awkward about asking. You're protecting your child.
If you're made to feel awkward, that would be my first sign that my kid doesn't need to be there. That would be the very first thing that I would be like, well, if you have a problem with this, then my child doesn't need to be here. And then you need to let other parents know that. Because that should be something welcomed, a welcomed question, knowing what the steps are. They always need to have a federal background check. And that doesn't even mean anything, because if they hadn't been caught, then they're not on there. But there could be something on there. But you need to ask those questions. Well, has it been checked? Did anything come up? What is, do they close? They should never close the doors. The door should always be open. Your child should never be in a car with an adult coming from any place like that. There should always be two people in the car at the same time. If they're bringing your child home or if they're doing something in the bathrooms, the kids need to have a place to go to the bathroom, whether somebody stands on the outside. You should know those things. It's our job.
As you're saying that, I'm thinking about the fact that a lot of organizations, foundations, businesses require two signatures on checks. And if they require two signatures on checks for the trust element, just to make sure that everything's on the up and up, why wouldn't we do the same with a human being
exactly. With
two people?
That's good, Mark. That's so true. I'll have to add that into one of my speeches. That's very true. That's good.
We'll protect money maybe more than we will people.
We do. We protect a lot of things more than we protect people. We protect our pets more than we protect children and people. And there's nothing the matter with that, but we've got to get our priorities straight. And it's easier to do something that makes you feel good. And I understand that. And we do need to do those things too. Those things are important. But when we have children, whether they're our nieces, or our children, our grandchildren, we need to make sure that we have know what's going on and that we get trained on the signs of human trafficking and how we can keep be preventative with our children, for our children.
Absolutely. And with that thought in mind, Alexa, I would like to take a quick break and come back and then share about Blanket Fort Hope and what people can do to get the tools in hand to be able to manage this situation for their young person or someone that they care about. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Folks, right now we're talking to Alexa James in Pelham, Alabama at Blanket Fort Hope. We're talking about the subject of human trafficking. We're bringing awareness to this subject through the Mark White Show, as we did last month as the Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force held their conference. It was a virtual conference this year. I want Alexa to be able to lay out some information for you to be able to protect yourself and your family, your loved ones, and be aware that human trafficking is all around us. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We
we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We have been talking to the CEO and co-founder of Blanket Fort Hope, located in Pelham, Alabama. Her name is Alexa James, and we're glad to have her on the line with us. As we talked about in the first segment, we laid out issues that young people confront or face through social media. We talked about some of the elements that come into play that lend itself to a risky situation for young people if they're alone. Some of these stop points, some of these protections that we need to put into place for our young people. And I wanted Alexa to be able to share so that you have a better understanding of this issue called human trafficking. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Alexa James.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So I think a really great start for your listeners would be to go to Blanket Fort Hope. Make sure you use the word fort, not for. .org, and you can go in for and find resources. You can go to something called Around the Fort, and you can get updates on what's happening in our world. There's resources for you that you can tap into, human trafficking indicators, documents to equip you, and I think that's a great place for you to go to. So when you think about it, think about a blanket fort that you built as a kid, and it was a place of safety. So just blanket fort. And the name of our blanket fort is Hope, so blanketforthope.org. And I think it'd just be a great place for resources and around the fort. Well, you'll see the link there. It just goes into a lot of different things about our mission and who we are. But our mission is to love and care for child trafficking victims through love and services in order to bring them home to safety. And our heart is to be faith-based resource for trafficked children, providing them with stability, love, therapy, education, freedom, and exposing them to the gospel truth of Jesus Christ. We are faith-based. And right now, we've done a great job on educating and advocating, like we talked about earlier. But our next step is to build the first crisis home in the state of Alabama. And we're very excited to announce that we've put a contract, and the contract has been accepted, on 73 acres in the greater Shelby County area. And this, the name of it's going to be Fort Hope Ranch.
Oh, that's great.
And isn't that awesome? We're very excited. We're partners with Big Oak Ranch already, and they have been helping us along the way with our next steps and human resources. And so we've got a great foundation already. And this crisis center, and the reason we're saying it's the first, and it is, for child trafficking victims, is because right now they're going into group homes or like into an emergency situation where it's only like 72 hours. And we're seeing failure in putting them in group homes and even in foster homes, because we've learned over the past few years that the reason 87% of these kids run away is because there's no safe place for them to be. So with our crisis center, we will be able to stabilize these kids, and we believe that stabilizing these kids is what's going to be the difference in their healing. So for their first 3 months, we will be very intentional on trauma therapy, psychological needs, where are they at? Do we need to get them in to see psychologists? Where are they at on their health, STDs, HIV? Where are they at on dental? Where are they at on their family? Who are they? Where are they from? Is their family part of the problem? And that is the case many, many times. And we believe by stabilizing these kids where they can, I believe if we love them and we feed them, then they can hear us. So we love them, we feed them, we heal their bodies, and we start trying to heal their mind. And you can actually, the brain can be rewired, especially at that age, through trauma-based cognitive therapy, that we actually will have a chance when we place them into one of our cottages on the property, where we can get them then, at that point, get them in school, get them in a family situation, then they actually will have an opportunity to thrive and continue their services, such as the trauma-based cognitive therapy, counseling, and psychological therapy, and any other types of therapies that they would need. Even if they have areas in school that they need help, we can bring teachers in-house to help these kids. They don't have to go into a school situation until they're ready. But we've already started actually partnering with a small Christian school that's going to work with us on that, those next steps as well. So we're very excited about that. And yes, you can pray for us. We would love for you to go onto our website and go to Around the Fort and look at our pictures of our land and what we'll be doing there. You can see where we're at and where we've been. And we have something called Investing in Hope. We would love for you to invest with us financially to help us to get these homes built and the crisis center built, because once the crisis center is built, then we're going to have these cottages across the property that will, once we get them through the 3 months, then we will have our license where we can place them in a house on our property so they can continue to get the services that they need. We don't want to just place them anywhere. We want them there with us. We'll have therapy dogs on property for the children. We'll have horses for the children to ride, and we'll do equine therapy off property. Once we get all of that set up, we hope to have gardening, where we can get our own food. Not all of it, but we've learned that having your hands in the dirt is very healing, and we think that would be fun for the kids to learn.
Right.
So we're really excited about all the partnerships that are coming in. So we would love for anybody that's listening to us to partner with us, volunteer, help us with events, help us with donor luncheons. Like I said, invest in hope. You can go to our website and there's a donate page. You can donate in honor of somebody. You can donate to Investing in Hope. You can donate to our operations. You can choose where you want your money to go. And we would just love for you to partner with that. And, pray for our property. well, there'll be a point where we'll open that up for people to come out to the property and pray over it. So there's a lot of opportunity, you know, for the ask. These children need us. We're not just an agency out here that's just educating and advocating, which is very important. We really are excited about our next steps and excited about the opportunities that these kids are going to have and the freedom they're going to experience, because your listeners and other people have listened and they're taking action with us.
This is incredible, Alexa, to think about the fact that you co-founded with another individual that you said has had a baby now.
Yes.
To think about the vision that you had to see the 73 acres come to fruition and all the things that you laid out, it has to be an amazing feeling for you to know that this is real.
It really is, Mark. It's sometimes I have to pinch myself, and it has been a lot of tears, a lot of struggles and growing pains, and you know, thinking every year we're gonna get this property, and you know, it just wasn't time for us to. You know, we just learned recently over the past 2 years the importance of this crisis center and the stabilization period, and why we're not seeing success. And that was all done through a lot of studying that we'd been doing across the country, why these places were failing. And so we're excited that we feel like, not that we're just offering a home, but we're offering a real chance at survival now. They have a real opportunity. This isn't going to be just, well, that's another kid that ran away or another kid that didn't make it. We're going to give you numbers where these kids are making it. I'm dedicated to, and I've dedicated the last 10 years of my life to anti-trafficking and helping victims of trafficking. And my heart has always been that I want these kids to have the exact same opportunities that my kids had. I want them to be able to go to school. I want them to be able to go to college. I want them to have a pet. I want them to be able to sit out at night and do a fire pit. I want us to have a big family celebration when we have a new child come in. And it is very exciting. And sometimes it's just very surreal that we're here, and to God be all the glory that he's the one that has directed this path and given us wisdom on all of our next steps. And I'm very thankful for the people that he's brought to the table that know a lot more about a lot of things than I do. And so he's brought those people to surround Blanket Fort Hope. And I'm just very excited about the growth and the people that are willing to give their gifts, you know, whatever their talents are, whether it's land development board, being on our board, you know, whether it's the CFO, he's just brought all of these people to us that have these great gifts that have helped us move forward, and we couldn't have done it without them.
Well, Alexa, I hope that we've shared enough today to get people interested in Blanket Fort Hope and being a part of this effort. Again, if you would, share how you want people to connect with Blanket Fort Hope there in Pelham, Alabama.
You can go to our website again, blanketforthope.org. There's information there on how to get in touch with me, or you can email me at Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, at blanketforthope.org. And I will be happy to answer any questions anytime. You can also contact me through our website. If you want to do that, you can also sign up for our e-news, and we would be happy, you know, love for you to do that, so that you can learn more about us monthly. You know, we send out the updates on our e-news, but our blog on Around the Fort is also great as well. We keep people updated. So those are great ways to connect.
Alexa James, thank you for your passion that goes into this effort, and I appreciate your great work there in Pelham, Alabama with Blanket Fort Hope. Keep up the good work. You're helping a lot of families, and I hope that today has had a positive impact on your work there at Blanket Fort Hope.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate being on the show. It's a great opportunity, Mark. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Folks, Alexa James, CEO, co-founder of Blanket Fort Hope, located in Pelham, Alabama. I want you to go to blanketforthope.org. Check them out. You can also follow on Facebook at Blanket Fort Hope. You can give them a call if you would like to at 205-532-3048. And you heard about the many opportunities that are going to be available for these young people. Wonderful effort. And I encourage you to check out Blanket Fort Hope. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope that this show is encouraging to you. If it is, please Share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about the Mark White Show, where we are trying to give hope, where we are recognizing the difference makers and showing opportunities where we can all make a difference. This is what it's about. If you have a story or a suggestion for the Mark White Show, please send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. You've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody, this is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the U.S., but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, listen.
let's all do something good today.